This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, it is November the 8th. How do you do? Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner bringing you into Election Day. And it's the culmination of lots of hype, huffing and puffing, noise, consternation, foolishness. Yes, the County Board of Elections has you covered until they don't. So here we are on the first Tuesday of the month. The first Tuesday of November, when most of us think that we ought to have elections during, let's say, the first weekend of November, or perhaps even earlier in October, so as not to chance there being bad weather. That's always another thing. This is a tradition that was started in 1848, and so where are we now? Well, there are a lot of things that are on the bill of fare today. Some of this stuff is made up and foolish, and all the hype about the close races, insight into how the Democrats or the Republicans will run the country. Yeah, I got a clue for you. They're going to run the country the same sucko way that they've been running it for decades, ever since the end of World War. Well, no, since the end of the Eisenhower era. I think that's when things changed, or maybe the Kennedy era. With the death of Kennedy came a lot of changes that weren't good in our government, from my perspective, anyway. So we've got a hoopla. I think there's more hoopla around the Powerball jackpot, frankly. The $1.9 billion. I drove by and I thought to myself, wait a minute, I didn't hear that there was a winner on Saturday. As a matter of fact, I thought there wasn't, but I saw the sign in the window that said 19. I thought they're back down to 19 million. What happened? What did I not see? What I didn't know is that the 1 and the 9 were representative of $1.9 billion. The drawing is,
I think a lot of those signs, they only have capability to go as high as
999 million.
Yeah, right. And so they had to get a little creative with the $1.9 billion. So there was no winner Saturday. And as of right now, there is no winner for Monday's drawing because there was not a drawing.
There's a problem in California, right? The Powerball thing got screwed up. The machine, is that what happened? Well, what happened?
They didn't say where it was, but there is a location where all of the purchase tickets or something has not been fully, not authorized, that's the wrong word, but they weren't able to
accounted
do anything
for?
To submit. Yeah, it has to be like all 48 states that do the Powerball have to submit these ledgers and all of this information. And one of them was having some kind of technical issue that they didn't name, but they said one of them's having a technical issue. It's going to take a little bit longer. So the drawing will likely not happen until Tuesday morning.
All right. We'll be watching for that, as we'll be watching for some of the signs. What are we looking for when it comes to election results and who's winning in those three states or in your neck of the woods? I hope you're all excited or at least involved or engaged. And maybe your children have prompted you because they've been talking about it in school. Go vote. Make sure you have a clear choice in your mind. I went through my ballot with you a couple of hours ago as to why I was voting the way that I was. A couple of Republicans, a couple of Democrats on the issues, on the questions on the ballot. I'm voting no on all of them. Not because I'm a naysayer. Actually, I studied them, read them, understand what they are all about, and I don't like what happens if any of them are enacted. So then you hopefully use your mind and you figure out what's what. Do you listen to other people? Like, do folks influence your vote, your choices, Jay, when you talk to your father about it, let's say, or your mother or your husband or friends? Do you find that you stick to your guns, or do you hear sometimes something that, well, wait a minute, I didn't think of it that way, so maybe I'll look at it again? Did you ever go through that?
Not really, because anybody who does want to have these conversations that we aren't on the same side of the street, we typically just don't have the conversations. I'm not very confrontational, so if somebody wants to go off, I will let them speak as long as they want to, and I really don't make a rebuttal because there's no point. They already have their mind made up, as do I. But most people in my life, no, we don't discuss these things. I was raised that you kind of, you don't even tell people who you're voting, like for whom you're voting.
Yes.
I said for whom you are voting.
Good for you.
Yeah, just one of those things. Let people make their own decision, but encourage people to go do the research. Encourage people to get out and vote. And again, do your own research. Look at everybody. And it is so sad that we do have people that they know nothing about the candidates. They just know that I'm a Republican and I need to vote for whoever is in the Republican Party. I'm a Democrat and I need to vote for whoever is in the Democratic Party. And anybody who is not a Republican or a Democrat is wasting their vote. And that is so not the case.
It's just dumb. Frankly, wrong and dumb. Like the thing that Trump said the other day about Ron DeSanctimonious. What is it? What is
that? That's a new
do?
One. Good.
You didn't hear that one? Oh, yeah.
I have not heard that one yet.
Yeah, no, that was something he took a shot at DeSantis, because DeSantis obviously thinking about running against him, and Trump wants nothing of it. So his, instead of coming up with good, intelligent arguments as to why you shouldn't do it, he pokes fun and makes fun of people, which is a sign, frankly, of someone that doesn't have a lot of intelligence. When the best you can do is call people names, and you can't come up with it, that's what he's done and gotten away with for way too long. And he's done it during this election cycle as well. There are plenty of people who you can take a shot at, both Republicans and Democrats, who have been horror shows. Here in Massachusetts, we've been inundated with ads and information about people in New Hampshire because most of the people in New Hampshire live on the Massachusetts, within 40 miles of the Massachusetts border. So all the television stations in Massachusetts have all the ads for, and many more ads for some of the House seats and the Senate seats that are in neighboring New Hampshire. And you look at some of these people and what they have done, then the candidates that are put up against them, the bad candidates have worse candidates put up against them. So then what do? Do you just vote the party? That's the dumbest thing you can do. Mm-hmm. It really is. And that's one of the reasons I went through the exercise that I did earlier to tell you that I'm going to vote for some Republicans and I'm going to vote for some Democrats. And I will also write a few names in just as a protest. If there's an independent anywhere, a libertarian or somebody that's not a Republican Democrat, automatically I'll vote for them. And people say, well, you're just throwing the election to the other side. You know what? I have a right to do exactly as I want to do, because this is still, last time I checked, a free country. You can be browbeaten. People in California will browbeat you if you're a Republican. And people who are in Mississippi will browbeat you if you're a Democrat. And so, you know, ignore it. Sticks and stones, all of that stuff. It is, we're living in a time that is... It's craziness. It really is.
It is interesting. Definitely interesting times right now.
Yep. All right. So dissension is good. Thinking things through is good. Will there be a red wave? It looks like there may be more. I don't know. I'm not going to predict. I don't feel comfortable about predicting. And besides, not a political program really anyway. So we'll talk about what the results are and what it means, because that's what we do here. Talk about what matters. Some Republicans are cool. Some of them are still wrapped around these conspiracy theories that, you know, that Trump lost and the election was cheated from and that stuff. That's crap. And even if it were true, you can't do anything about it now. So let's move on. Any more than the continuing effect of Nancy Pelosi's husband, what's that going to do to people who vote for Democrats because they're sympathetic to Nancy Pelosi's husband? You know how stupid that is? I feel bad for the guy.
It's awful what happened.
It's stupid.
It should not have happened. It shouldn't happen to anybody.
No.
That shouldn't be something that also sways a vote a direction that it wasn't originally going.
I'm betting that if the Democrats lose control of the House, she'll retire. I'm just, she's what, is she 84 or something? How old is she?
She's up there. 82?
Yeah, right, exactly. Enjoy life, lady, although she enjoys what she's doing, obviously. So let's see what else we have here. One of the things that has stressed me out is the more factual accounting of how the Russians, these bastards, Putin and his bunch, are affecting. And as a matter of fact, Putin, somebody that works with Putin, admitted that they are meddling in our election. This is the latest admission of election interference in our country from a guy who was an ally before of Putin's, whose name is Prigozhin or something. Who knows? There are the threats are vague and varied, but they are underscored by people who are close to Putin saying that we the Russians are trying to influence the outcome of your election.
And
not only here but elsewhere.
Well, because from where it's coming, do we believe it?
Who's a friend of Putin's?
Yeah, is he saying it just because it's trying to have more chaos? And if people believe it, then chaos ensues.
Yeah, maybe.
Or is there truth to this? It's
well, the Russians and the Chinese want to create chaos in America. There's no question about that. The Chinese do it in a different way. They do it by letting loose a virus that kills tens of millions of people because they want to destabilize the our country and the world and cause economic hardships. So now we're in a recession because the Chinese let out that virus. That's what's caused the recession, because we're spending way more money than we have, and it's affecting inflation, it's affecting available money, it's affecting everything. Whether the White House says that there's an impact or not, I'm going to believe, thank you, I can think for myself. And in my mind, the Russians are up to their Mickey in trying to screw with our election. Thanks to Edward Snowden and anybody else over there who's got the ability to build, to make software programs that are trolling and basically meddling in our election. There are dozens of Russians who have said this is going on. The FBI has investigated this last time around and since then. As a matter of fact, the State Department offered a reward of $10 million for information leading to the Russians' engagement in our elections. So there's the old smoke, there's fire in the department. I think that's to be considered for sure. All right, where are we? Looks like 18 after the hour. You're listening to Good Day.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th. Find a plan that's right for you at walgreens.com/Medicare.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So rest ye merry Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
We'll be right back. don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Here we are, 23 after the hour, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles everywhere, here to celebrate the day. Doug Steffen, and my way to celebrate the day is to celebrate celebrity in part. Jay has informed me that Rebel Wilson is the mother of a miracle baby. She decided that she didn't want to do one thing in order to become a mother. So we're going to talk about that one thing she didn't want to do after this. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin, website toploss.com. Does Calitrin address things like water weight?
That's a good question. I know that collagen is like the most abundant protein in your body, and we all know that water is a huge part of your makeup, too. So I would have to say that they probably do affect each other somewhat. But what Calitrin really does, in addition to the rebuilding the lean muscle tissue, is it helps repair your digestive tract. So it does help everything stay moving and stay, you know, healthy. Unfortunately, it seems like men do lose weight faster than women, but that's with everything.
Boo.
I know, boo. You know, when my husband first got on it, I think he dropped about 10 pounds in the first 6 weeks of taking the product. For me, it took a few months to really see the weight loss. You can use the code Doug. That's going to get you free shipping on all orders. That's at toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also call us toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Now it's almost 25 after the hour. I'm going to mention this quickly, and then we want to get to Rebel Wilson's story. Jay, please. I saw this from Beyonce, and Beyonce Knowles is her name, and I thought, I don't know that much about it. I mean, I'm not a fan. I don't know. I know how important she is and what a powerhouse she is on the music scene and in business. She's a good mentor. But she said something that I think is worth a lot of consideration. She said in an interview recently, don't try to lessen yourself for the world. Let the world catch up to you. Brilliant.
That's good.
Think about that. Don't try to lessen yourself for the world. You know how many people dumb themselves down because they want to fit in?
Mm-hmm.
No, don't do that. Do what she's done. God love her. All right, let's talk about Rebel Wilson. Remember her from Pitch Perfect? She was all over the place on social media welcoming her first child, Royce Lillian. The difference here between her and everybody else is she had a surrogate, right?
Yeah. Oh, so many people are having surrogates anymore. She tried. She wanted to become pregnant. She had fertility issues. She even recently shared that she had a significant weight loss and shared that that really started off trying to improve her chances of conceiving a baby. And then it got to a point of, well, if she loses excess weight, it can also give her a better chance of freezing her eggs and all of that. And it just, she did have to go the surrogate route.
Mm-hmm. I just think that there's something, just the whole idea of surrogate, I get it. The first person I ever met that had a surrogate was Chris Maloney's wife. I'd never met anybody before who had a surrogate. And I was a little, you know, me. I said, why did you decide to do that? She said, I want stretch marks.
Oh.
So, okay.
Well, I guess, yeah, some people make that decision. Because
yeah.
Possibly vanity. Yeah, and that's her right. It's her decision.
Right. Nobody else is, it's nobody else's business.
Yeah.
It isn't. Nobody else's business. Anyway, so good luck. Congratulations. Baby's name is Royce Lillian. What's the story? Is she married? Does she have a husband? What is her scoop?
She has a partner. She came out, I want to say, a year ago.
Oh, she's gay?
So.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, all right, so makes more sense sometimes to have a surrogate if you're gay. I don't know why that would be, but at any rate, good luck. Congratulations, that's very nice. Always nice to hear about a new baby, no matter what. 28 after, this is Good Day.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Time to think about My Pillow again. Right now, there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. 6-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA, like most of the products that they sell on My Pillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty to last 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the 6-piece towel set. That's at MyPillow.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Monday's drawing for the record-setting $1.9 billion before taxes Powerball has been delayed due to a technical problem. In a statement, lottery officials say the delay was caused by a participating lottery needing extra time to complete the required security protocols. The numbers should be announced sometime Tuesday. With Democrats running the country for the last 2 years, it's report card time. Are you happy with the direction of America? We'll find out soon as it's midterm election day across America. President Trump announced he'll be making a very big announcement from Mar-a-Lago 1 week from today.
I promise you, in the very next very, very, very short period of time, you're going to be so happy. Okay.
The Ravens beat the Saints 27-13 on Monday Night Football. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week? No thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How many people saw the eclipse earlier this morning, please? Who saw the eclipse of the moon?
The blood moon.
Yeah, and?
It just didn't work out. I'm in a hotel right now, and the window facing was not facing the moon, and there's a lot of light around, and I didn't want to go downstairs and outside.
Yeah.
PJs.
I thought it fell last night, actually, like there was an eclipse that started. I said that to a couple of the guys on the farm, because it gets, the moon, fabulous all night long. You know, it gets dark here at 5 o'clock now, and so it's dark from 5 at night till 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, and during the night when I get up once in a while, I look out, and there's something, it almost reminds me of the line from the Christmas poem, the light of the moon on the new fallen snow gives you, it's like it gives you a, isn't that Rudolph? What is that poem? I'm trying to think of. Anyway, not a poem. You know what I mean?
That one.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get to it at Christmas. Let's not hurry things. Anyway, the eclipse. If you saw it, it was awesome, inspiring. In fact. That's the stuff that really gets people thinking, wow, what a wonderful world we live in. Imagine all these things happening in just our little own, our world, the planet and the moon around it. We're part of the smallest solar system in the galaxy. And the galaxy is the smallest galaxy in the universe. And We're just so small, and yet it all works. Perfect. It's perfect. Which brings me around to my own religious, or not religious, but spiritual beliefs about perfection. Like children are born perfect, and then we screw them up.
Mm-hmm.
So don't do that, please. Think about that. Those are the kind of inspiring things that you have going through your mind as you watch an eclipse or have an experience like that. It's very cool.
It is, especially because it's so different, a lunar eclipse from a solar eclipse, where the sun is blocked out.
But you still have sun.
A lunar eclipse, you can still see it. It's just turned red. And, oh, it is just... Space fascinates me, but nighttime, moon, stars, when you can see them, gorgeous.
Lots to think about, for sure. Okay, here's some good news about a woman who won $300,000 in Delaware the same day she picked up $100,000 from the previous ticket.
What is she playing?
What is she playing? Thank you, Lady Luck. So Newark, Delaware, you drive through Newark when you're heading south on the interstate. Apparently, she's got a swimming pool full of cash at the moment. She won not one, but two six-figure prizes, two separate scratch-off tickets, 2 weeks. God love her. 70 years old, but we don't know her name, right?
Nope.
I hope we don't know her
name.
I don't want
her name.
Yep. So here we go. Let's hear it. Round of applause.
Yeah, let's hear it for the scratch-off instant win games.
I don't know how to do that. Do you?
Yeah,
I've done a couple of scratch offs ones. I got
$10.
Just
scratch stuff off. It pretty much does work for you.
Uh-huh. The odds are winning here 100,000 to 1 or something, 120,000 to 1. Listen, it's serious money no matter what. I'd rather have 300,000 than nothing or 100,000, right, than nothing.
Yeah, and sometimes you win the $20 or the $12. That's just
back again.
Use it to go buy another ticket.
Yeah, buy another one. Yeah, exactly. Good for her. Speaking of winners, the New York City Marathon has been run. The oldest runner, a fellow named Alan Petrikoff. How about this? 88 years old, and he went the entire distance.
Mm-hmm. And finished
Venture
in just over 8 hours and 50 minutes.
God love him. Yeah. There were 47,839 participants in the New York Marathon, which is more than we have in Massachusetts by quite a bit. I think about 10,000 more, if I remember correctly,
but
some of the numbers.
Isn't the Boston Marathon one that not everybody can run? You have to qualify to be able to participate?
Yeah, you got to qualify. Here in New York, anybody can run. And in Los Angeles, anywhere. Most everywhere that they have them, anybody can run. But in leave it to Boston. We're elitists. We're snobs here, right?
Earn your place to be here.
Right. He was passed by lots of people, but he made it. He walked with his son, a movie producer. Son said to him, quote, "I'm going to walk with you, Dad, and if necessary, I'll carry you across the finish line." Oh, but the love of his son for his dad.
That's
good for him.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. He was coached.
So sweet.
Practice their walk 3 days a week. It's good. Listen, there's nothing but good that comes out of something like this. Imagine the adrenaline as you get close to the finish line, right?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Getting excited about that.
Keep pushing.
Yep, keep pushing. And his wife, who's had Alzheimer's for 12 years, doesn't know. Before she got sick, she was always after him to run in these races. And so he did what he did to raise money for Alzheimer's. He was able to raise $500,000. Mm. His wife was his inspiration. So, there's good to all of this. Good to all of it and for all of it. Yes, for sure. All right, so today, as Election Day, how many people have been wondering how the astronauts vote from space? You wondering about that? Leave it to me.
You know what?
But,
you probably know the answer to this. I was going to say, I assume they do the, they just vote remote.
Absentee.
With today's technology.
They do everything. Right, exactly. So as the trips grow longer and longer, sometimes there's some of these guys that stay up there for a year who've been up there.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
anyway.
They go back in the day before technology.
You know, I don't know that they.
Now, but that
yeah, I don't know that they.
Enough to put them in space.
I don't know that they did, frankly. But think about voting from a tin can that's 265 miles above the planet. It actually was pretty straightforward, though, this year. The county clerk from the astronaut's home state, most of them live in Texas because they fly out of Houston, they're assigned to Houston, sends an electronic ballot to NASA, and then they send an encrypted electronic ballot up to the astronauts in the space station on the space network. And they fill it out and they send it back, and that's it. They, you know, I guess that they trust the folks at NASA to take care of the electronic message that comes down and goes to the clerk, and that's how they win. I just thought that, I didn't, you know me, I think off the wall stuff, and I'm thinking, how do these guys vote? So they vote electronically, like a lot of other people do. Yeah.
Well, all right. Not early voting.
No, for sure.
Before the
Yeah. The most people who ever, speaking of elections, most people who ever voted in a national election were the people that live in India. 614 million people. It's the largest democracy. 614 million voted last year.
And how long did it take before they had the results? A couple days?
I don't know the answer to that, but that's a very good question. I would like that. That'd be a good question to get an answer to. Once they voted, okay.
Yeah,
so then
long?
What? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they had problems. Like, there's this big deal now as we go around. We're into Election Day. The Democrats on Monday sued the state of Pennsylvania already before even the... Apparently, the mail-in ballots, and this is why you don't do mail-in ballots, because they're so... It's almost like they want to do this so they can screw up the election, so they can challenge it. The people who are poll workers and the people who run these election offices should not be politicians or connected to political parties or anything. I don't know how you find people like that, but the Democrats don't. If there's a Republican in charge, they don't like it. If the Republicans have a Democrat in charge of voting, they don't like it. And because of the shenanigans going on, I don't blame them. There's all kinds of corruption here. So anyway,
that could happen, but also accidents happen. Look at the students who took their SATs and will have to retake them because the mail truck had an accident and they were destroyed.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway,
about that with your vote.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It is. It's just amazing. And so who knows what's going to happen? They say the House and Senate challengers have violated the mail-in ballots have violated the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which gives everybody equal access. You know, that was the whole thing when blacks started to vote a lot, 100 years after the end of the Civil War, and they're just getting to vote. let's see here. It was about dates on mail-in ballots, and the people who are defending how they're doing it say the ballot envelope has no bearing on a voter's qualifications, serves no purpose other than to erect barriers to qualified voters exercising their constitutional right. Well, yes and no. I'm not a lawyer. I don't play one on the radio. I've got my thoughts based on, I think, intelligent overview of what's going on. And so the Republicans are the ones who are fighting against the Democrats in Pennsylvania anyway. This is so stupid. It really is. It's unnecessary, unwarranted, unjustified. Let's say you made an error on your mail-in ballot. How do you correct that? You can't. You've mailed it in. You're done. If you make an error when you go to vote, you can change it. Go get a new ballot and rip up the old one in front of the person who's the election supervisor. You can't do that with a mail-in ballot. It's just bad. It's wrong. It's corrupt. The system is
corrupt. Well,
so people
always come back to the whole, you wouldn't put money in the mail, would you? And again, some people do. But if you wouldn't put money, if you're one of the people that would not put money in the mail, why are you putting your vote and your ballot in the mail?
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned the SAT students who have to retake their SATs, but that actually happened with voters. What was it, in Georgia?
Yeah.
Where they didn't believe it was some early mail-in votes that were on this mail truck that caught fire.
Here's something. I'm looking at some of the comments on social media. James writes, I'm a well-educated person, live in a state where there isn't all this nonsense going on, and the mail-in ballot was one hard cookie to crack. I'm still not sure that I completed it correctly. Why do these documents need an attorney to look them over to ensure everything is correct? That begs the question, why are we doing it this way? Why? Yeah, we'll see what tomorrow brings. The Ukraine is prepared to negotiate with Russia. They sent a letter to Russian legislators to say as soon as Putin's gone, we'll do what we have to get the war, to continue our relationship and to get the war over, but not until Putin is out of office. I guess that's pretty clear, isn't it? There's no constructive thing that can be done with Putin in there anyway.
Yeah. So also acknowledging, we are willing to negotiate and have conversations.
We didn't start it.
Just with reason.
We'll finish it. We didn't start it. Here's the way to get the best sheets ever, the Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow for $29.99 a set. Pretty cool when they're normally about 60-some-odd bucks. You're saving 60% right now. The special deal using the DS code at MyPillow.com gets you into the sateen weave sheets, the great finish. You'll be in the sack and sleeping like a dream on these Giza Dream Sheets. That's why they are called Dream Sheets, because they'll send you right into dreamland. 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, free shipping. Use DS as a code for these pillows at MyPillow.com.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, rivière de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissants for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus, four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5.
You got that bag. You got that Biggie Bag.
That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is my theme, Chucker, the Man of Steel. Yes, here we are. Is this because, no, Chris Pine and Chris, what's the other one who's the man of the year or the man, sexiest man? Chris, what's, Evans.
That's Pratt. Right.
No, Pratt is the one from Star Trek. Evans is Captain America. And
no,
Evans
Chris,
is,
Chris Evans is Captain America. Chris Pine is Star Trek. Chris
what'd
Pratt
I say?
Is Chris Pratt is Jurassic World.
Oh, okay. And the other, what is it? Guardians of the Universe, yeah.
Right? Galaxy, yes.
Galaxy, them too. Okay, so why are we playing that theme?
Because it was an interesting story that's been going around the internet, which I think is at least half true. I guess Steven Spielberg met with Warner Brothers Discovery CEO David Zaslav at a lunch meeting. That's fact, because people have taken pictures or stated who in the know that is fact. And then there's been speculation because Asla and Warner Brothers are going to aggressively develop a Man of Steel 2 movie, Superman 2, with Henry Cavill, that maybe he's meeting with Spielberg about directing Superman 2 with Henry Cavill. Now, I have no idea if that is accurate or any truth to that, but I would say this. If it was accurate, I would fully embrace it because I think the world needs a really hopeful Superman movie, and Spielberg would be a perfect director to do it. I mean, he did West Side Stories, his last film. Well, and he has a Fableman's coming out this year. He's actively working. I think he's the greatest filmmaker of our generation, Steven Spielberg.
No question. And with you endorsing the plan, it should go right through.
I am. I think so, too. I think what happened is I got a fax this morning. I signed it. I sent it back. So I see this as a done deal.
Got it. All right, AMC Theaters announces a done deal, a partnership with Zoom to allow audience members to video chat from the theater.
What do you make of that?
As long as it's not noisy, I don't care. As long as they don't.
I think what it shows is what we've been saying for the last 2 years is that they have the real estate. They can't put enough product in their 14 screens. They have to do something to create more revenue. And I mean, we do stuff. This is at our local independent theater, so this is not surprising. It's just it's a new way to develop a rental. That's what it is. They'll have a corporate meeting in one of the theaters. They have access to a screen, internet, and it's a good facility at the end of the day. So I think it is what it is. It's the way of the world now. I got one other thing I want to touch on. I didn't speak about yesterday. Over the weekend, I did a screening at the theater I'm involved in, Pocono Cinema in East Jasburg. We screened Clerks 3, which is Kevin Smith's third entry in his Clerks franchise. And Brian O'Halloran, who's the star of the movie, he lives in our area about 45 minutes away. So I reached out to him and I said, would you come by, introduce? I'd love to do a Q&A after the film. And, Brian came by, introduced it. He's a very funny guy and he did a great question and answer session after the movie. Yeah. And we had about 65, 70 people. And, I miss this stuff. You know, it's been 2 years after COVID. I hadn't done a lot of it, but, actually it was really cool. And I just want to point out that Brian O'Halloran, working at it is a really good guy. Very generous.
Sylvester Stallone says he made a tragic mistake that caused the split with his wife. What did he do? Did he fool around with somebody?
I don't know. You tell me. I don't know. Did he get a new dog? I thought that we got a new dog and she didn't like it.
Well, his wife filed for divorce. Yeah. The split seemed acrimonious. It was believed that the fight was over a dog, but then apparently that was not.
Yeah, it's got to be more than that.
Yeah, right, exactly.
None of your business, Doug. None of my business.
Right.
I wish him the best, right?
Yeah, thank you.
I got my own problems. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah. Jeez. You sound like Rodney Dangerfield.
Can we talk off air? I need therapy.
Yeah. All right. Millie Bobby Brown is picking up. I don't know that much about her.
Well, she's in Stranger Things. She's probably the biggest name. She's in this series, Amelia Holmes, and many predict she'll become one of the biggest names in the industry over the next 10 years. She'll be off a lot of parts. I like her. I think she's pretty good.
All right. So we have 20 seconds. What's going to be the big thing this weekend? Let's have a prediction.
It's Wakanda. It's Wakanda Forever, Black Panther. Two, which is tracking through the roof, which is good for the industry, tracking like $175 million weekend. Multiplexes will be full of people seeing this movie this weekend.
I think we should have a movie of Bachelor in Paradise. Let's see if we can work on that. Should be very exciting. Chuck Curry on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.